go.
Escape Radio.
Here we go. Let's go. Yo, yo. Here we go. Let's go.
Escape Radio.
Welcome to RuneScape Radio, the podcast all about RuneScape. Today is Saturday, October 21st, 2006, and this is episode 2. I'm your host, Gimgak, and Dark Sage is not going to be here this week again, and he won't ever be here because he quit the podcast. But that's okay, because I can go on without him, and I might be able to get another person to do the show with. But I'm good for right now. Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and give you my contact info. We've got a website at rsradio.blogspot.com. An email to send all your questions and comments to at rs.radio@hotmail.com. And you can always contact me in-game as Gimgak. Okay, for today's show, we've got some cool stuff. We got a bunch of updates that came out in the past week. Well, actually 2 weeks. Sorry that I didn't get an episode out last week. Still trying to straighten some stuff up with the podcast. But there's a bunch of updates. I've got a woodcutting guide for all you new woodcutters. And I'm going to take you through the caverns of the Dwarven Mines today. And then we always have the Monster of the Week and questions and stuff at the end. So let's move on to the show.
RSR has come back for us, yay!
Okay, time for the updates. The first update we have this week is the new Players Gallery, which is just an art gallery with fan art for the players sent in. So you can go check that out if you like looking at fan art. And then another thing they've added is some new wallpapers, 6 new wallpapers to put on your desktop. If you like RuneScape a bunch, you can put that as your desktop wallpaper, which is cool. So you might want to go check those out. And then they added a couple new area guides. They added the area guides for Waterbirth Island, the Falador Mole Lair, and the Cave Goblin Mines. And then they also changed a couple names on jewelry and stuff, but it's nothing that big. Okay, next update. The next update is the Capes of Achievement, which are really awesome. They're like the best update we've had for a couple months. Okay, what the Capes of Achievement are... they are capes that you get when you get a skill to level 99. What will happen is when you get your skill to level 99, it'll show a message that says, like, go, you would want to visit this person to buy your Cape of Achievement for this. Because there's, like, masters of every skill all over RuneScape that sell the Capes of Achievement. So you go to the master, and then you buy it, you have to buy it from them for 99,000. Gold, which is a lot, but it's worth it because they do a lot of stuff. First of all, just as a cape, they're really good because they give you +9 defense to everything, all types of defense, which is awesome. And they also have the ability to increase your skill, whatever the cape is for, whatever skill the cape is for, to 100 for a limited amount of time. If you click on it, if you operate it, it'll increase your skill to 100, and that can come in handy for sometimes when you, like, you need to get to do something really fast. And also, if you have more than one skill level 99, then whatever the cape that you have will be trimmed, and trimmed capes give +4 to prayer. Okay, let's see. Another awesome part about capes is the emotes that come with them. Every cape has a specific emote that it allows you to do, and they're really cool because they're, like, detailed and awesome animation. Like, the woodcutting emote is like, a giant tree will come out of nowhere in front of the player, and they'll pull out a giant axe and, like, chop it, and then stand up on it and, like, put their axe over their shoulder. It's really awesome. And, like, the attack one, you, like, the person, like, punches, and it's, like, all its energy around their hand, and then, like, fly up in the air. Yeah, they're, like, really cool. So, you better start working on your skills. Get 99 if you want those. Okay, there's also the quest point cape, which is pretty much the same as the capes of achievement. It's just you have to finish all the quests to get it. And if a new quest ever comes out and you don't have it done, then your cape becomes unwearable and you have to go finish that quest before you can put it back on. And the quest point cape is like one of the best ones because its emote rocks. Like all this like thunder and energy comes out of nowhere. And you start, like, floating up in the air like you're all powerful. Looks awesome. Okay, the next update, which is pretty cool. It's the first update to player-owned houses. The first construction update. It is the costume room, which is a new room that lets you build chest wardrobes and cape racks, which allow you to store all kinds of random items that you get during RuneScape. It can let you store, like, quest items, minigame items, random event items, all kind of costumes. It also lets you store the new capes of achievement that I just talked about. So, I think this is a pretty good update. It will let us lower the level of stuff in our bank, because I don't like storing all that stuff in my bank. I mean, it's cool to keep all the costumes and stuff, but you're not going to wear it all the time, so you might as well store it away somewhere else. So, that's really handy. And let's see, they also updated the models of giant rats, bats, and bears. So, they keep upgrading those graphics, which is good. Okay, looks like that's all for the updates. And yeah, about the tech news, I think I'm just going to quit that segment because this podcast is just supposed to be about RuneScape. And I'll do some tech news if, like, there's something really important, like the greatest game console ever comes out or something. I don't know, I'll talk about it. But right now, I'm just going to keep everything RuneScape. I'm not going to talk about anything else, because that's what this is. This is a RuneScape podcast. Okay, let's get on with the show.
All I do is play RuneScape.
Okay, time for the woodcutting guide that I said I was going to do. Let's see, I'm going to go over all kinds of stuff, types of trees, types of axes, good places to chop, and I'm going to start from scratch. I'll start with the type of axes that you can use. Let's see, you can use bronze and iron axes at level 1 woodcutting, steel and black at level 6 woodcutting, myth axes at level 21, addy axes at level 31, rune axes at level 41, and dragon axes at level 61. I use a rune axe, mainly because I don't have enough money to afford a dragon axe, and those are kind of hard to get. But either one's okay. Dragon axes chop a little bit faster than rune, so you may want to get one of those if you are, like, big into woodcutting. But you have to get to level 61 first, and that might take a while. Okay, on to the type of trees you can chop. At level 1, you can chop normal trees, and you can find normal trees pretty much anywhere in RuneScape. And when you chop it, you'll just get one log, and then the tree will disappear, but it'll come back within like 5 or 10 seconds. So it'll take a little while to chop, but at the same time, it's not that long. Then at level 15 woodcutting, you can chop oak trees, which are also found pretty much all over RuneScape, but they're a little bit rarer than normal trees. They're bigger than normal trees, and they kind of have like a circular top. And when you chop them, you can get different amounts. Like, sometimes when I chop them, it'll fill up my entire inventory and still be there. Or sometimes you might just get 2 or 3 logs. But those are pretty good for noobs to chop until they get to level 30. And then they can chop willows. Willow trees are found anywhere around the water. They always look like their like leaves are kind of drooping over, like weeping willows. And they're always found around water. You can some good places to chop them are north of Sears. There's like Four Willows by the lake, and in Drainer Village, there's like four or three willows on the shore right next to the bank. And there's also some in Remington, but that's only if you're not going to put them in your bank. If you just want to chop willows and then like burn them or make fires out of them, a good place to do that would be Remington. Okay, next type of trees that you can cut are maples at level 45. These are members only though. And some good places to chop maples are north of Sears Bank. That's where I usually chop them. And also, if you keep going north of Sears, just the whole town, there's a huge forest of maple trees in between Sears and Relica. There's like a maple forest. So if you ever want to just like chop and burn, that's an awesome place to do that. And then there's also some around the Legends Guild. See, and then there's hollow trees also at level 45, and now these are what you use to make split bark armor, and you can find these in Mauritania around the Haunted Wood area and some other places over there. There's a bunch of vampires over there, so you might want to bring a holy symbol and some food if you're going to chop hollow trees. Then at level 60, members and non-members can chop yew trees, and these are like really big trees with lots of branches. They're found kind of all over RuneScape, but they're usually, there's not that many of them. Sears is, you can find a bunch of them in Sears. Sears is an awesome woodcutting town. There's some in the graveyard of the church, and some in south of the flax field. There's like five of them down there. And then you can also find them kind of all over the place. There's another good place to chop them is in Edgeville. There's some right next to the bank. Like in the little graveyard thing, there's two yew trees over there. And then at level 75, you can chop the all-powerful magic tree, which are cool because they are shiny, and I like shiny trees. They like have shiny stuff pouring down from them. And magic trees are like awesome. The logs sell for like 1k each, but they take forever to chop. My Dark Sage, my friend, who is not doing the podcast with me, like spends all his time chopping magics, and that's why he has like a couple mil. He always has like 3 or 4 mil. That's why he has like Santa hats and all that junk. But he always chops magic, but they take forever. And some good places to chop magics are, there's some in the gnome stronghold, some at the sorcerer's tower. There are some south of Sears, and that's basically, that's where the most magic trees are, just right around the Sears area, down to the Sorcerer's Tower and up to Sears. There's like 2 or 3 magic tree spots. And then there's also some right around the Mage Training Arena. There's two magic trees on either side of the arena. And then there's that bank at the Duel Arena right down there. So those are pretty close. If you can find the world where there's nobody at those trees, they're pretty good. And then there's also teak trees and mahogany trees. Teak are at level 35. You can chop mahogany at level 50. And you get these in the Thai Bo Wani cleanup minigame. And I've never done that before. I probably should. But teak and mahogany trees are used a lot in construction. That's probably the reason they are made. And so you might want to get some of those if you're planning to have an awesome house and like level 99 construction. But I did discover one cool thing while I was walking around randomly. Over at the Ruins of Uzer, which is where you do like the Golem quest, which is a member quest, but it's in the desert, right in the edge of the map, there's one teak tree standing all by itself. And I think you can chop it. I never chopped it, but I'm pretty sure you can. So you might want to check that out if you want to get some teak tree stuff easily. Okay, that's pretty much all of the wood cutting stuff. There's nothing else. I would usually chop normal trees to level 15, then chop oak, then chop willow. And then when you can chop maples, I would probably still chop some willows because it takes like a really long time to chop maples when you're like just level 45. So I'd probably chop willows till you're level like 50, then chop maples until you can chop yew trees. But then I'd still chop maples until you're like level 65. and then chop yew trees, because then you can chop them a lot faster, and then just chop yew trees till you can chop magic. And then you chop magic, and then you can control everything, because you chop magic logs, and you can sell them for 1k each. Okay, that is my woodcutting guide. I hope you liked it. Thank you.
I have level 99 woodcutting.
Okay, now it's time for me to guide you through the caves of the Dwarven Mines, one of the most popular cavern areas in non-member RuneScape. Okay, there's two entrances to the Dwarven Mines. One is in Falador. You can enter through the Mining Guild or through this house in Falador. It's like in Southern Falador, Eastern Falador, or you can enter through Ice Mountain, the little dwarf area in front of Ice Mountain. That's where I'm going to start. So basically, you go up in front of Ice Mountain, and there's a little like dwarven camp, and then there's a ladder there. You go down the ladder, and it takes you into the Dwarven Mines. Now you'll come in, and directly to the east of you, there will be a separate little cavern that has a bunch of crates in it, and there's a dwarven there who runs a mining shop that sells and buys ores and bars, and also sells just basic pickaxes, bronze ones. And then there's a bunch of level 10 dwarves you'll see all over the cavern. If you walk straight down the cavern from the ladder, you will come to a little mining area with some copper, tin, and iron. It only has a little bit of iron. This is a good mining area for noobs. Even though it is nowhere near a bank, it's still a fun place to mine. Then if you keep walking down this cavern, you'll come to some clay, and right past the clay is a little like crevice. This is only member worlds. There's a crevice that you can squeeze through to the other part of the cavern if you have level 42 agility. It'll take you to like the scorpion area, but I'll go over to that area in a second. Then at the very back of the part of the cavern that we're in is there's some copper ore. Okay, if you back up, there's some anvils that take you to another part of the cavern. If you walk past the anvils, that'll take you to a big open area, and then there'll be two paths that go off. One path take you down. There's a cavern with a guy that runs a general store, and then there's a cart that goes to the dwarven city of Keldegrim, and then all the way in the back is the pickaxe shop, which is one of the main pickaxe shops in this area of RuneScape. And then down the other cavern in this area is you can find Boot for the Family Crest quest. There we go. You can find him there. And then further down, you can find Hammer Spike Stoutbeard from the One Small Favor quest. And there are three Dwarven gang members, a level 44, 48, and 49. Okay, that's that side. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning again. Except this time, I'm going to go to the left and go to towards the scorpion area. I go to the left. You come in there. You'll see this one separate room, which is where you get the Dragon Slayer map piece for the Dragon Slayer quest. You have to do something first before you go in there, though. And then you keep walking down. There's a little bit of iron and tin and clay against the wall. Keep walking. You'll see where that shortcut is. There'll be some coal. And then you'll open up into this big main mining area, which is kind of underneath Falador. There's some copper in there, some iron, some myth, some addy, coal, tin, gold, and pretty much a bunch of stuff. And there are level 14 scorpions and two level 32 scorpion kings, or king scorpions. And in here there are stairs to take you up to the building of Falador. This is a pretty good place for more advanced players to mine. It's kind of close to a bank. If you go up to Falador, the bank's not that far away from there. So it's a good place to mine some. For people who can't go in the mining guild, it's a good place to mine coal and gold and maybe tin and copper. There's pretty good amount of iron in there too. Okay, then at the end of this cavern, there is the entrance to the mining guild, which you need level 60 mining to go into. And yeah. So I think if you get like, you don't have to have 60 mining, if you have like 58 or something, you can drink the Dwarven Ale, or it's a certain type of drink, I forgot what it was, but it will increase your mine up by like 2 or 3, so you can get in there before. I think it's called Dwarven Ale, but I'm not sure. I think that's what it is. Okay. So, yeah, the Mining Guild, it's basically a huge cavern full of tons of coal. That's basically all it is. And then there's like 6 myth ores, 6 myth rocks. And this is like the best place to mine coal, and basically. So, the bank, and then there's a ladder at the end of the Mining Guild that takes you right up to the little dwarven place in Falador. Okay, that's basically the Dwarven Mine. It's pretty cool. It's a nice mining cavern. It's got a bunch of stuff in it. So, go there next time you need to mine stuff. I don't know. Okay, now it's time for the Monster of the Week. Yay! Okay, today's Monster of the Week is... No, this week's Monster of the Week is the Dust Devil. Dust Devil is a level 93 monster. It has 105 hit points. You can find it in the Smoke Well west of Palnevne. I don't know, I can't pronounce that. It's a desert town in the Alcaraz Desert. Or Kara Desert. Or it's east of the Bandit Camp. And to fight Dust Devils, you have to have a level 65 Slayer. And you have to have a face mask on. And you also have to have started the Desert Treasure quest to enter the Smoke Well. Let's see. These things drop a whole bunch of junk. They can drop like tons of gold, 15 to 300. They always drop bones, steel axe, rune dagger, earth battle staff, rune javelins, rune spear, dragon spear, red dragon vamp braces, and then dragon chain body. That's what it's known for dropping the most. I mean, it doesn't drop it a lot, but that's why people will try to fight it, because it drops dragon chain body if you get lucky. The left half of the shield, half key, rune arrows, herbs, nature talisman, myth bar, a bunch of good drops. So when you get all the requirements to fight this, I'd go try training on it, because it's good training, and yeah, it has some really good drops.
That's right, I have full bronze armor, oh yeah.
Okay, this would be the part of the show that, again, that I read questions and stuff, but except for Dominator396, nobody else sent in anything, so I'm mad at you guys. You need to send in some stuff. And actually, I think I'm just going to do questions from now on, because, I don't know, they're easy to answer and stuff. So just send in questions from now on. Okay, but Dominator396, you're cool because you sent in something. Good job. Nobody else did because everybody else sucks. No, I'm joking. You don't suck. Okay, but what he sent in is he just sent in a story that he lost full rune in the wild when a clan of high level, like level 103 plus rangers came and like killed him really fast. And that must suck because it would suck to have full rune. I don't know why you would wear four into the wilderness, that far into the wilderness anyway. But yeah, that sucks. I got some shout outs to Knifer Zero. Suggested me to like do a section on mods, and so thanks for that suggestion. I might do that in a future episode. And then Tyler, that's what he wants me to call him. He suggested me doing some area guides to like different parts of the wilderness, and I'm probably gonna do that maybe next episode or something, or sometime in the future. And then also shout out to King6190. Because he corrected something that I made him. He corrected a mistake that I had in last episode. Last episode, when I did the money making guide, I said the wrong price for flax. I said like 500 for flax and 1,000 for bowstrings. That is wrong. I got it confused with some other item. Flax sells for 100 each, and bowstrings sell for 150 each. So don't go trying to sell bowstrings for 1,000, because people will call you a noob. And I'm sorry about that. You can like email me and cuss me out if you want, but no, don't cuss me out, because I don't want you to. Okay. I guess it's all. Send in your stuff, because you didn't send anything. I mean, send in questions. I want some questions to next week. Everybody who gets a question gets a pat on the back. I'll pat you on the back through the internet. Okay. Before I close out, I just want to say that the awesome music you've been hearing in the background is from ocremix.org. Which is an awesome community where people remix video game music, and it's just awesome. It's awesome what they do. I've tried remixing some video game songs, but I'm okay. I'm still a noob at doing it. Like, the theme song for RSR is like one of my best remixes. Actually, it's not my best one, but yeah, that's like a remix basically. That's what all OCR is. So if you like that music, go check OCR out right now. And you can always see what songs that they are in the background by checking my show notes. And I'll put links to all of them every week in my show notes, which are at rsradio.blogspot.com. So you can always check what songs I'm playing there. And remember to email me your questions at rs.radio@hotmail.com. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week for another awesome episode. This is Gimbagak, signing out.